Good morning, Honorable Chairperson and Member of the One Hair Assembly. Today, I am privileged to be on behalf of Vietnam to participate in and witness the momentous beginning of transforming our world through the better hair. At the same time, as current chair of the ASEAN Hair Ministers meeting, I would like to share with you vision and priorities of ASEAN post 2015 agenda, which is very much in line with UN Sustainable Development Goals. Looking back at our journey together, we take pride of the hair sector contribution to the development of our nation. Today, the people of Vietnam are among the healthiest in the region. We have achieved the majority of the health-related MDGs. The Child Survivor Summit call to the Action House in Washington, D.C. in 2012 classified Vietnam as one among 8 of the 74 nations that was rapidly approaching MDG 4 on reducing child mortality. Vietnam was also one of the 10 fast-track nations in achieving MDG 5 on reducing maternal mortalities. However, Vietnam has been facing numerous challenges, for example, disparity between and within region and population, limited capacity in services provision and the coverage, especially in mountainous and disadvantaged areas, inadequate human resource for health, like intersectoral collaboration in certain areas, etc. Vietnam is also one of the most affected countries by climate change, which leads to serious impact on people's health. The shift from MDGs to SDG is significant from specific to the holistic and comprehensive approach. It is clear change in the common perception that health at the center of the all public policies, and health is not merely on this responsibility of the health sector, but also of the whole society, including entire political system and participation of the population. It requires that the whole government approach, persistent political commitments, people-centered policies, closest intersector collaboration, and best utilization of human resource, as well as financial resource for health. Therefore, we have to work much harder to achieve the SDGs together with sustainability of MDGs results and the continuous tackling unfinished agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, as current chair of ASEAN Health Ministers meeting, Vietnam serious takes this opportunity together with the other ASEAN nations to show its commitment and contribution to the health cooperation and development in the region. Health sector has the vision of the health of a health, caring and sustainable ASEAN community. This vision is contained in the ASEAN Post 2015 Health Development Agenda for 2016 to 2020 that was endorsed by the ASEAN Health Ministers meeting in Hanoi on September 2014 under the chairmanship of the Ministry of Health of Vietnam. This vision will be realized through the operationalization of the four major health clusters, including promoting health lifestyles, responding to all hazards and the emerging threats, strengthening health system to assess and to care, and ensuring food safety. These four health clusters are focuses on the implementation of 20 health priorities that includes, among others, universal health coverage, prevention and control of communicable and non-communicable disease, combating antimicrobial resistance, disaster and health management, human resource development on health, active aging and promotion of good nutrition and healthy diet. The ASEAN Post 2015 Health Development Agenda complements and supports all regional health initiatives with us aligned with the Sustainable Development Goals and the implementation of the international health regulations. Through appropriate advocacy and mechanism, as well as joint health initiatives, in cooperation with WHO and other ASEAN development and dialogue partners, External parties and stakeholders as a health sector continually endeavor to include health in all relevant policies and address health implications in the pursuit of economic growth, progress and political stability. The realization of these four health clusters will significantly contribute to the successful implementation of health development agenda of each of our country as well as SDGs goals and targets at global health. We wish to take this opportunity to kindly request WHO and other development partners to support member states, especially low and middle income countries like Vietnam in setting up implementing national goals and targets, as well as strengthening national capacity in achieving SDGs. We believe that we, together, we can successfully ensure the better health and better life for people in the future. And thank you very much for your kind attention.